It was an impressive wedding. The son of a new dynasty, the daughter of a Society Page family. The nation discovered the new young senator was not just a figurehead, a family front, a mere machine man at a Senate desk. He got things done. He was a practical political force. But where could he go? He could go home to wife and a new daughter, Caroline. He took a long look at his chances. If he could win a nomination, he would shoot for the presidency. The first try did not succeed. It was a time to mend fences, to meet more people. Boldly, he went after the primaries. He said, "I want to be your president." The political game of being asked, begged, cornered was not for him. They could elect him or they could reject him. He was going to run on his record, his integrity. He won the nomination. So the long journey began. The making of a president, they called it. It was the making of a man. And we didn't know it then. One of our heroes. It would be close. No landslide. He just made it. But he was president of the United States. Soon there would be another child, making the family more a family. A boy. They call him John John. A new father, a new president, meeting the waiting crowds as he went here and there, publicly, privately. As husband and father, he would relax with wife, children, and play. He cherished more than ever now the moments of private life. Caroline on a pony. John John, the show stealer. John John, who would be the last of their children.
These were the gay, glad days together. Children to love and raise together. This was a time of fun and games. This was a young man's world.
Shaggy dogs just for John John. Caroline had a pony, of course. It was called Macaroni.
What a very odd name for a horse. Many a day they played together. Always the family stayed together. Each day a holiday. Clowning and playing